B-Pod Studios.
.646. Okay, here we go. LBF's got the latest celebrity gossip and then some. This could be salacious.
Okay, you won't believe what Hugh Jackman's wife is saying. Okay? It's unbelievable. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first, good news. Saved by the Bell, the revival, has a air date, November 25th on the Peacock Channel, which is that NBC streaming service that I only get in one room of my house.
No, it's too bad.
You have Samsung. It doesn't work on Samsung.
Would you like to lodge a complaint?
Yes.
I just did.
All right. So, Mario Lopez, what's his face? Mark Gosselaar.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yes, thank you.
Zach. Are you asking Brian, the expert?
Oh, he is the expert.
Okay.
We've been watching it every day. My 11-year-old is all into Saved by the Bell right now.
Sam Bell likes the
Jesse Spano, Max, Kelly. No Screech. Doesn't seem that way. He is a weirdo.
He went kind of kooky, right? Stand-up?
Yeah. Zach is the governor of California in the new revival, and Mario Lopez is a gym teacher. So it's fun. It's all good sort of nostalgic fun.
Oh, Mario.
Oh,
with
Mario
his
Lopez.
Dimples.
I know.
That's all my wife would talk about when he was on that show. What show was he on? She loves his dimples.
I don't know what
Remember
show.
Remember he used to be one of those.
Like E! Entertainment
or
something?
Yeah. Look at that dimple. Okay.
Yeah, but he's a dog, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he got married and then, like, his wife found out that he cheated on her during the bachelor party, and then she divorced him, like, a month later.
Oh.
She was in a Doritos commercial. I forget her
name.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I don't forget Doritos. Anyway, bad news.
He blew Doritos for life?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Bad news.
Yeah.
You have this queued up?
You're ready to go.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Helen Reddy died.
She
was in Pete's Dragon.
Oh, my God. Helen Reddy died?
She did. She was 78. She had dementia. She co-wrote this anthem for women.
Yeah.
Feminists.
I know.
Fight the patriarchy.
All right, Jaden. That wasn't even a term back in the day.
It should have been.
It was
anyway.
Just hear me roar. My older sister, Sue, played that over and over.
Love You and Me Against the World if you want to go on a deep Helen Reddy hunt.
I'm not ready.
All right, you're not. Mac Davis.
Another one.
Singer-songwriter. He wrote, you probably know him from In the Ghetto, but I never knew he wrote the Bob Bronson theme. Do you want to hear it?
Well, I'm all in.
It's hard to be home.
Didn't realize you wrote that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, how do you know you?
That's nice of you.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what did Hugh Jackman's wife say about Hugh Jackman and her marriage? Mm. So Hugh Jackman is married to Deborah Lee Furness, she's a little bit older than he is, and they've been married for 24 years.
Yeah.
And everybody's always like, oh, he married an older woman who's not, like, a supermodel, so he must be gay. And then she's talking about this, and she's like, yeah, we've been dealing with that forever. I'm gay, he's gay. She's like, she calls the tabloids mean-spirited and says it's all made up. And the other thing that she said that I really liked was that she's so sick of people saying she's lucky to be married to the 51-year-old stud. She says, people don't realize it's actually rude to say that.
I agree.
Lucky because he's a stud muffin, you know, but that's showbiz and Hollywood and the brand of Hugh Jackman.
It's tough marrying up.
I wouldn't know, Bob.
Oh.
When Jackman was deemed the sexiest man alive back in 2008, the first thing she said to him, she said, hey, sexy, it's your turn with the garbage.
There you go. That's a good wife
I like her. They have two kids. They've been married for a long time.
I like her. Yeah. She's good. Are you a big fan of his movie, The Greatest Showman?
Oh, my God. Huge.
People love that movie.
I'm a big fan of his Broadway runs. He was
He's a song and dance man, Bob.
I'm blanking on the show he was in.
And Wolverine. I mean, he's got everything.
He can do it all.
He is. He does have everything. There's a sensitivity about him that I really enjoy.
Yeah, that's good. Nothing else?
You should watch Wolverine.
he can regenerate.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.